Dear Chicago. Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is the Wednesday, June
18, 2013. And we're on episode 497
and
498.
Dun, I was like, you got a little excited for that.
I know. I think it's called gas.
It's all the sangria.
So today is the third Wednesday of the month. So that means we're here live.
We are. And we have some people to start our show in the chat room, which is always nice.
More than last time.
We have... Beer cheese, which is RC.
BR cheese.
BR cheese. We have GFN underscore general. We have Happy Streams.
That's from Greetings from Nowhere, right?
I assume Happy Streams is either Mark or Jeffrey.
You think so?
Because of your comment?
Yes.
Melody Pond.
Because we talked about it this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Did I say Melody Pond? No, I said Happy Streams, right?
You said Happy Streams, but I was Melody asking Pons. About that Melody Pond thing.
Yeah.
James LeRoy. Hey, I'm in there.
Hey, Jimmy Bear. Welcome.
Jimmy Bear
decided to do double duty tonight. It was either us or watch the hockey game, and he chose to do both.
You can watch the hockey game on mute.
He said he was spanking to the hockey game.
That's fine.
Oh.
He can also pull a Kyle and spank to our voices.
Right.
Welcome to Mark from downstairs.
Welcome, Mark.
As we stomp on the...
Shabba-da-ba.
And Melissa, Miranda.
Magnificent.
My favorite. Hello to my low mook 77.
Plus one. That's who that is.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's plus one. Hello, plus one.
What's up, plus one?
Oh, hi.
There's also H&L guy. He just hopped in.
Oh, okay.
And that's Peter G. Toppy Smelly. And then we got some idlers. We have some Eric.
X3.
Mib.
Mc3.
That's the Mib. That's the bot that keeps the room going.
Mib Mc3.
So anyway, welcome everyone. Thanks for coming. Thank you for validating Ricky. It shuts him up for at least another 2 weeks.
I also have these someone people. Who's not in the chat room but listening and texting me right now. This is our friend from North Carolina. He's technically the Puerto Rican.
He's
yes.
Puerto Rican. Have you asked?
That's Latino.
I know. Have you asked him if we can use his name?
Oh, so
just do it. Ask him.
I will ask him right now, and you can text me if we can. Let us know if we can use your name. We'll only use your first name.
Jimmy Bear. Yes, we will release this episode.
I have the power. Actually, I need your power pretty soon.
Oh, well, here, take it.
And you should stop touching your microphones.
I didn't touch it.
Someone did.
That was me going.
Oh.
He pooped on his microphone.
I pooped on my microphone.
So we're going to get straight into something really important.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Paula Deen.
Cher.
Using the N-word. No, this is more important than Cher.
This is because Butter was racist?
Yes. We can use North Carolina's name.
Alex.
Hi, Alex.
So, have you guys heard the news that Paula Deen's a big old racist?
That's not new.
Well,
this is new, the story.
She likes to say the N-word and make jokes.
Not likes to say. She admitted to saying it. Not that she didn't say, I like to say it, as in, yeah, I use it every day, like the word and.
I throw it in my casual conversation.
I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
That's not what you read.
Pretty sure. And she wants all of her servants to be black guys dressed as slaves.
As slaves. No, I think that was just for un party. Still, I would agree.
Una fiesta.
Una fiesta was not necessarily the best.
I kind of thought that once everything came out on her brother about how he ran his restaurant and stuff, that maybe the whole family was kind of like that. But I didn't think good, sweet old Paula would be whipping out the N-word like
girl,
crazy.
She's from the South.
They're Southern. And they're white.
Well, and they are in Georgia.
You're
or
Southern.
South Carolina one.
Toppy Smelly wanted to know if...
I have never...
No.
Ever.
Not you, but from her generation. Has your mother and or stepfathers or people of that ilk...
I had to give my mom a lesson on using the N-word when I was down there.
So never! So therefore...
Actually, it wasn't even down there. I was driving in the car here, and she used it, and I about wrecked off the highway.
So it is a bit of a generational thing. That's no excuse.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Now, Toppy Smelly asked, did she use it on air in one of her shows or in an interview?
No, that was... Well, it must have been in front of the workers of her brother's restaurant, because that's what the lawsuit's about. So I guess she was involved with it because he's the one being sued, and I guess... Ooh, it's getting brighter and brighter in here.
Really?
Yeah, they all started from admissions that she made May 17th during a deposition for Dean in the lawsuit filed against her and her brother Earl Bubba's heirs. Lisa Jackson is seeking $1.2 million over claims that she was routinely exposed to racist slurs and sexual harassment while managing at Uncle Bubba's Oyster House in Savannah, Georgia, a restaurant owned by Dean's company and run by her brother. Celebrity chef Paula Dean has admitted to using the N-word and wanting to plan a plantation-style wedding with black waiters dressed as slaves.
Oh, wait, my God!
That Peter G says, since her diabetes diagnosis, Paula Dean sweetens her coffee with separate but equal.
That's amazing.
And there's a bunch of hashtags good. Going on Twitter.
I think you should copy and paste that and put it on Facebook. The queen,
Peter G, I know, that's Peter G's idea. He's on Twitter. True. He can do it.
The queen of Southern cuisine also revealed that she referred to an underage waitress as a piece of... P asterisk asterisk asterisk. So I'm gonna guess a piece of pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And said she was not offended by racist or sexist jokes, even when members of her family told them.
How many asterisks are there?
I don't think they counted.
Yeah,
and did it correctly.
Because what else would be P besides pussy?
Piss.
But that doesn't make sense.
That does not make sense.
Whoa! The lawsuit alleges Dean hired Jackson to plan her brother's wedding and then told her, "What I really would like is a bunch of little N-words to wear long sleeve white shirts, black shorts, and black bow ties. Now that would be a true Southern wedding, wouldn't it?"
I bet Joe and Dallas and DeAndre probably have something to say about this.
Speaking of them as well, Alex has actually just told me that he is listening alongside with his large black Divalicious coworker.
Hey, girl.
What's up, girl?
Okay, wait, first of all, black Divalicious coworker, do you find that a chunky white boy living in Chicago from West Virginia, from Virginia?
Don't. Why do you always say it. West Virginia?
It's because you're hick.
Because you're country.
Because you're a hick.
But anyway, back to you, our new diva listener. Do you, as a black woman, find it offensive when a chunky white boy from the South says, "Hey, girl"? Is this offensive?
No, that is not offensive.
I love this.
That is not offensive.
Yes, Melinda, someone did say cunt.
Tree.
And when we think of cunt, we think of Wes. You and Nessa.
Squatting over my face.
Melinda, I have to admit, I miss you greatly. I feel like that your communication with us has been lacking in a while. And not lacking, I just miss you. But I'm looking forward that we're getting close. It is amazing how this year is flying. We are going to be in Vegas to see your beautiful face. And do not tell me you're not coming.
Right.
Melinda, are you coming to our wedding? You and your husband should come to our wedding.
I'm not very, very white boy.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yeah, you totally are.
No.
Yes.
You're totally almost see-through white.
You're
like powder white.
You like to ingest the dark meat, but you are, there is nothing dark about you.
No.
You are the whitest of white.
I am a southern black woman trapped in a white man's body.
If they had alopecia. They're because they're white.
Or vitiligo.
Oh, wait. That too. They're kind of both work. Oh, wait. No, that's the hair. That's the hair. That's right.
Well,
that's,
it probably has
to. Just Jimmy Bear said, close enough.
Love it.
All my coworkers, most of them are black women. But most of them are always telling me how I'm a black person on the inside. They always tell me, there's this
you
guy.
You have a black person on the inside.
Yeah.
Because you ate them
this
last
guy week. That I work with, he's always telling me, go sit your black ass down.
Go sit your black ass down.
You used to work with?
No, that I do work with.
Technically, that could be an HR violation. Anyone else around you is offended by that.
Well, they're all black women. They all laugh.
Oh my God, look at the picture. That's totally accurate of Ricky.
Hardly.
Oh my God, that's so good. So this is the only thing I guess you miss by listening to our live show recorded is that you don't get to see the pictures in the chat room. Speaking of pictures in a chat room, do you know who I want to see a picture of?
Who?
The same person that every other podcaster seems to be all up and over. Mr. Luke Miller.
Well, wait, is Luke Miller in the room?
No, I'm just saying because
I've seen pictures of him.
Naked?
Duh.
What? Are you going to share?
Share. On my iPhone that got stolen.
That's
a lie. I did not have pictures of that.
Oh, damn.
I will take them.
Yeah. I'm now Twitter friends with him, and there's been quite the conversation today with everyone, mother and God, who is obsessed with him. Sater talks about him on a show nonstop. Taylor from PMIC is absolutely in love with him. And they're all going to Vegas, and Luke is getting... He's a little nervous now, I think, because...
He's
going to
be rape central.
Pretty much.
Toppy Spelling, you're not the only one out of the loop. I don't know who this Miller person is either.
He is... Well, I believe he used to do a podcast.
He does,
and then he was a podcast, like, fanatic, and then he stopped doing podcast.
But he's doing a podcast
And then
now.
He did it again. Yeah. I think he picked up his old show. I'm not for sure.
So yeah. Share?
I don't listen to podcasts.
It is called Instant Gratification Podcast.
Oh, that's the same one.
Yep.
But he's, like, a back-in-the-day listener, like... Old school. Listening.
Yeah, he also just, it looks like that he's on to show number 3 since bringing it back up.
Oh, okay.
According to at least the last one that he posted in Pride 48.
I think I know him from like Live Journal or something that I'm thinking. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know him at all besides seeing that and then now connecting the dots.
Cute.
After now connecting the dots between listening to Sater practically masturbate on a show and then Taylor practically, well...
Given the big O.
He's actually even saying on Twitter how he has blue balls. And now following him on Twitter, the man is beautiful. He's
very cute.
And then I had, of course, the tweet that Jokajin had some competition this year since he will no longer be the cute, freshest meat there.
Oh.
That there will be new people.
Oh.
Oh, Did we have a picture?
There he is. We got linked to his Twitter. He is quite adorable.
He has the prettiest teeth.
And apparently he's lost a lot of weight. Because one of his Twitter pictures was of kind of a before and after.
Hate you.
Anyway, he seems like a sweetheart. And he actually is a really witty when it comes to his hashtag use. So I don't know if you listen to us, Luke. But hi.
Hey.
We're still auditioning people for our Pride 48 bachelor party.
I'm
making this up in case maybe when Foul Monkey's turn to host the suite,
uh-huh,
it's really going to be our bachelor party. That will be the theme. So then we'll have to find Pride 48ers that want to strip.
Including Melinda, but not Sater.
Oh yes, you have I don't have Sater be here again this year.
Yes, there's a cooking question for Waylon. Go ahead, listener.
Melinda.
Listener, you're on.
You're now on the air.
Listener?
7 second delay. Yeah.
You can't say 7 second delay, ... because it's going to be even longer.
Oh my God.
The older the better, lady.
We don't care.
Oh,
Jimmy Bear.
Yeah, right. Like he doesn't know that.
Girl, get with the picture, yes.
He's seen the ring in person.
I know.
Oh, Jesus.
He better have.
So anyway, Melinda, put your question in there so I will answer it.
Oh, stick it in.
So anything else going on in your lives?
This weekend is Pride Fest here in Chicago. A lot of people will be here, I'm sure. Oh, let's get straight to the question.
Here's the question.
Well, you can keep talking, but I see the question.
I'm making a charred pie with puff pastry crust. Should I pre-bake the crust?
Since it's puff pastry, no.
Oh, the whole crust is puff? Oh. Yeah. I even knew that.
No, I'd say since it's puff pastry, because it's very thin, so you don't really need to blind bake that unless you're putting something on top that you don't really need to bake.
Yeah.
Why is it called blind baked?
Blind. Because generally when you do it, you're going to put a piece of foil or parchment paper down with like beans or something to hold it down. Mm-hmm. So you're basically covering it up and baking it. So it's not going to get brown, but it's going to start to get crispy. Uh-huh. So like when you make a quiche, for instance, the egg would get set much quicker than the crust would get brown.
Mm-hmm.
So you blind bake your...
Why don't they call it pre-bake?
Because that's just not the blind
makes
term.
It look like you don't look at it.
Well, because
it's like, you're not going to look.
It's because it's covered up.
It's because it's covered up. You're blind baking it because you are baking blind.
But yes, anyway, since it's a Swiss chard pie, I don't think you need to blind bake because the Swiss chard, you're probably going, you're already going to be cooking it ahead of time. I'm assuming that you're going to be blanching it or you're going to be sauteing it with something, say onions or whatever.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh, Toppy Smiley is going to place his gonads on the pie crust.
Oh,
that's not a problem.
Yeah, if you need to pre-bake your pie crust and you need something heavy to be on it, just ask Big Fatty.
And Melinda's response to Toppy was, Toppy, I'll omit some salt.
Sweet.
I really do think that that is the best ants ever.
Alex called
I know who this is.
Alex is calling you Chef Wei Wei now.
Chef Wei Wei.
Mm-hmm. I'm going on a cruise for the wedding with two friends next year. Should I sabotage the wedding with my own proposal on wedding?
Fuck you.
I mean, no, that's really inappropriate. I mean, if you proposal.
Not during the wedding.
Proposal, I don't care, to be honest, because the wedding will be separate from the whole trip. And if someone else is inspired to propose, you're the person that's going to have to share that.
And no offense, our wedding is going to outshine you.
Oh, please. It's going to be so easy going. It's probably going to be boring. However,
maybe during the vows, good luck.
If you tried to have a wedding on the cruise with all 80 some of our guests, which the half of them you're not going to know,
yeah,
you're just going to look like a douche.
Yeah, you are.
So that's on you.
But then there's like 2,000 other people that might like it.
2,000?
Well, true.
Well,
true.
I don't know.
DeAndre. This is the most people in this room in a long ass time. See, that's are what happens when validated? You threaten people. When you threaten people, they do stuff.
DeAndre RC is bear cheese.
Bear cheese.
Bear cheese.
If you notice that the R and the C are capitalized and everything else is lowercase.
Get it?
But it's really difficult because it looks like you're saying B, R cheese. Be our cheese.
Sad Pons, you're just, I know that you're trying to goad and to poke here. It's not going to work. First of all, it has taken us a year to get 80 people to come on the cruise. You are not going to get 1,900.
We just got three more people.
You're not going to get 1,900 people for your engagement
maybe
and
it's been
wedding.
5 years.
How are you going to get people to come to your wedding cruise if you're not even going to propose to your boyfriend until you're on a
cruise? Because it's like one of those instant things.
I'm feeling
it's like one of those speed dating things. It's a speed date.
Is Sad Pons really going to be that popular? Is it going to be that popular to make that many friends on the bus on the boat? I know.
Aww.
I don't know.
Let's see here. Yes, Jimmy, you all are afraid I won't release the show. Which is good.
You actually shouldn't be. Oh, I gotta fuck you, Waylon.
I gotta. That is pretty fucked up, James.
This
right?
Is my
even
cruise.
Even for me, I don't know what that's in reference to, but I don't understand.
Oh wait, who is NCF Mexican?
Oh, North Carolina Mexican.
Oh, he's, oh.
That's
he's
Alex.
North Carolina fucking Mexican?
No, faux Mexican.
Oh. Oh,
Alex, bitch. Hi, Alex. Welcome, our new listener.
It's Brittany, bitch.
So anyway, were you done with anything new going on in your life? Or
no, just Pride this just weekend. Pride?
Yeah.
We're meeting
Part
for
one.
Dinner with Mike Lawson and RC. Well, oh. I am. You said you may join or
well,
you guys may join.
I just heard about this for the first time when you got here. So
see, when people come here and I share it with you guys and let you know, unlike when other people come and you guys don't share it with me.
Who's other people to come?
Like when the priest was here.
What priest?
First of all, he's not a listener of our show, and I had no idea that
whatever.
He actually
he also
knew him.
Contacted you.
And he did say he contacted you.
And you
but
ignored him.
No.
We already talked about this, how the message went to my home computer and not my phone.
Either way, that's
not our
not
problem.
Us. I had no idea that you actually knew the guy. I had met him for the first time. And he's
the
not
priest is actually, by the way, Tommy Smelly, the priest is somebody that both Ricky and I knew
separately.
Outside of this separately. He's actually somebody that's from Nebraska and...
I've known him for
longer than I've known you, Ricky.
No, you don't.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
But we've never met him.
He's not a listener to
the show. I never met him on MySpace.
He used to listen.
He used to do a podcast himself, and he might start it up now, hearing that you guys, that you're still going. But
Oh, snap. Oh, shit. Jimmy Bear just totally served up cold hard bitch.
Yes, which we've...
I came all the way to Chicago.
Which we have belabored.
And no Ricky.
On the show.
It's getting old.
You
could have
met three, a minimum of three listeners. Actually, four. In one place.
Mm-hmm.
In one day.
I met all of them but DeAndre.
That's true. Still. I guess you'd have met Jimmy before.
DeAndre.
When both of them were awake, actually.
Because Bradley only got to meet Jimmy.
I know.
Not the husband. Yes,
Jimmy,
Poppy,
tell your husband.
The priest did a podcast.
Well, he is a priest.
Though.
Well, not a priest,
no, he's
but
a
he's
priest.
A...
I don't know what they call him.
It's not the same. He's like a reverend.
No, it is the same. He's still ordained
but
and shit.
Catholic, right?
He's not Catholic. Priests can be other religions.
I thought that was just Catholic people.
No.
DeAndre, we actually just met somebody, and he reminds us a lot of you. He's very fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if he reminded me of...
He reminded me of...
Anyway,
okay, Mark downstairs, you know what? No. This is not an advertisement for your show.
First of all, shut the fuck up. How many spinoffs do you have?
Like five.
Yes. That's
you can have another spinoff now.
And you know what? Mark asked me if I'd be interested.
And I said no.
In doing his podcast.
Christina tried it today. I shut that down real quick on Twitter.
Well, yes, Toppy Smelly. Mark downstairs currently does kind of a quick daily affirmation podcast, but he's trying to get his old podcast or a new version of it back up and running.
Mark, you have to pay us to say that on this chat room.
And first of all, Mark,
and Pride 48, I mean.
He asked, how is this an advertisement? Just remember, don't ever fucking listen to Ricky.
Yeah, that's number one rule about foul monkeys.
Number one rule. No, so yeah, this weekend starts Pride Fest. This is the first time that they here in Chicago that we're actually doing it two weekends. So this weekend on Saturday and Sunday is an actual festival, whereas the actual Pride Parade, which traditionally had always been Pride, is the following Sunday, the 29th, I believe it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Someone is on Tumblr, I think.
I don't know what
Ricky.
To say.
First of all, why are you in the shower
with a cowboy hat?
With a cowboy hat. Is that shower? Is that a water or is that pee?
It's urine.
It is
urine. It's very clear urine.
Well, it's black and white picture, so you know, you don't really know. If it was sepia, we would really see the yellow in it. I love how Plus One has been very quiet until
and
he
now.
Sees this. Plus One, do you have any pictures to share?
I have those.
Oh, shit. DeAndre says man of the hour when you should say man of the shower.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good one.
Welcome, Sideways Smile.
Is that a butt crack?
What?
Sideways Smile?
Sideways.
Yeah.
Not sad ways.
I said sideways.
Sideways.
Sideways. I was doing a reggae.
I heard sideways. Sideways.
He said find him on Grindr.
No, he said, well, yes, but if Ricky already has them, he can post them. But I was asking, do you have any pictures of Ricky that you want to share?
No, he does not.
No, I'm sure he has pictures.
I told you, I do not share pictures like that. I do not send pictures like that to
you just anymore. Accept that you just accepted
anymore.
Them from everyone else. Oh, what do you mean anymore?
Not this last week.
Anymore means that someone...
Like 5 years ago.
I'm sure Wes has pictures.
They're on my Facebook page, actually. Whoever that is, that Christina Greetings from Nowhere General, that's one of the Greetings from Nowhere, right?
Yeah,
they must be on my Facebook page.
How is that on your Facebook page? Let's look up Tumblr and find
they
Ricky
just posted
Burton.
the skinny Ricky chest
that,
hair.
Yeah, that is when I first moved here
when you were emaciated.
I want to fucking
let's share that picture.
I won a boxer contest.
Oh, I forgot you were wearing boxers. Boring.
Boxer briefs.
Boring.
Yeah, they weren't exciting.
Where was I?
They were boxer briefs.
Sleeping.
With, I believe that they had little bowling pins on them. This is not Christina or Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the general? Oh, is it TJ?
T-
TJ.
Wow, you are skinny, Ricky. I'm glad you changed that. That's an old picture. Asshole.
I think he means he...
God, I got chunky.
That he wants you chunky.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
I think he wants a little...
Someone put a pick up the moose knuckle.
I don't think there's a moose knuckle picture that's really close that you can see that.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
I haven't seen one yet.
I could take a zoom in on the iPad and then take a picture of the zoom in.
It's true. True.
Nobody wants to see that.
Obviously, our listeners want to see this.
No.
So are we going to have some kind of, speaking of Pride 48, this weekend... Which this will not be out of time, I don't think, before.
No, but for the listeners in the live chat room, this is like the pre-com to Pride 48 weekend.
Well, I think we're the only show doing a live show before Pride 48.
I think so, because everyone else canceled theirs because of Pride 48.
Right.
So this weekend, Ricky will be doing a live show for the old school Pride 48 with our lovely Lala Lauren, as well as with the lady of the labia, Nurse Lori.
Yes.
She's very nervous about it, by the way.
She is?
Yes.
Why? She's came over the show before.
She came over. She went to the garden store next door and came over and gave me a hug. And she's like, I'm kind of nervous. And I'm like, well, that more nervous because she's never met Lauren.
Yeah,
or,
she has.
Or if she's met Lauren, she doesn't know Lauren.
She's only met in passing, really. She doesn't really
was at the bar. They were talking to each other for like 5 hours last week.
Yeah, but she's...
She
still doesn't know her to know, like, is she going to offend her? And I go...
Oh, please.
I go, please. She lived with Ricky.
Wait. That's hold up. Enough. Hold up. Hold up. I just got a private message from Joey. He's listening in the car, and he says no one wants to see that. And I think he's referring to the moose knuckle.
Right. I said that.
Joey, we need to discuss some Pride 48 stuff for September with you, Donna, and I. FYI. I sent you a message, and you haven't responded. I'm really sad.
So they're showing Madonna and Lady Gaga's moose knuckle in the chat room right now.
Yeah, that's some nasty shit.
But either way, this weekend, yes.
Sunday.
What time is the show on Sunday?
It's 1 Eastern.
1 Eastern. So you all probably have already heard that show by the time you hear this, most likely, I'm guessing, depending on how...
Yeah, because the newest show just came out today.
Gotcha. So you're not going to... This won't match up that well. But Pride 48 in Vegas, there's still time for you to come to it.
See you.
Please, Joe. But speaking of Pride 48, when we try to figure out what the fuck we're doing this year, are we going to do any kind of costuming for the pink carpet this year and or for our show? How are we going to top me and the LeMay for the pink carpet and then you bringing out the moose knuckle?
You can't really. I don't think.
Moose
I don't think you can. We don't have plenty of time to think of
Casey in Denver. Now. Yes, the show will be released because we will smack the fuck out of him if he doesn't.
That's what you think.
RC says go as Donna Summers or Donna Sugars.
Casey and Den, will this live show be released? I am assuming yes.
I just answered that.
Maybe.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was too busy looking at this moose knuckles.
Everyone is dead set on this whole. Ricky said that he will.
They're
not
all scared. They
the
are
live
all scared.
Show. And I keep trying to tell people it will happen.
But if I don't release it, they'll know I'm serious.
But you just said in the last show, why are people taking him serious? You were joking.
And but here now I'm serious.
And here you're like, no, I'm
Everyone's
serious.
Everyone's here. I'm serious.
I'm not going to podcast anymore.
I'm not podcasting. I'm serious.
Let's see. What were we talking about? Oh, Pride. Yeah. Or no, Pride 48.
Anything else going on? Oh, yeah. So Pride 48.
Sunday. And then we have our 500th show coming up soon.
We do. Our next recorded show after this one comes out. After the Pride 48 show, our next recording will actually be our 500th episode.
The 500th
episode. We're not sure if we're recording it yet on Wednesday or if we're going to do it on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a Saturday right now, the day before the Pride parade, so that Ricky can get drunk while recording the 500th episode and not have to worry
about
work.
We're all going
to
get drunk.
We're going to do a drunk cast?
Yes, a drunky cast.
Are we going to have to give like a shot list to all of our listeners who join that they can drink along?
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fun.
Every time Ricky thinks
every time
he's serious.
Every time we play a voicemail about our 500th episode or an email, we have to take a shot of something, whatever we have. Get that, people?
There we go. Also, we need our listeners and everyone in the room to consider and to think of what would the Foul Monkey official cocktail be? I love that the picture that someone just posted was our album art from show 421. Oh. Moose knuckle.
I wonder if they know that.
Oh, yes, because it's all about the Foul Monkey's moose knuckle.
Do you see like this fancy stuff going on with the shows up here on the side?
Yeah, Alex
pops in and out.
Alex said his liver and him are not on speaking terms in Chicago, which that's doubtful because you've gotten drunk quite a few times.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.